Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 7. Abide with me. Fast breaks the morning light. Our day star rises, banishing all night. Thou art our strength, O truth, that maketh free. We would unfailingly abide in thee. Hymn number 7. Scriptural this morning will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
John, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Romans. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit itself witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Let us have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy
kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 370. We are hid with Christ forever in the Father's holy plan. In this pure eternal union, we behold the perfect man, and we know that sin can never overthrow the sacred rod of dominion over evil. We are hid with Christ in God. Hymn number 370.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered. And we learn how to practice better this science, Christian science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you will be able to find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And it will also be available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school is available for children anywhere. We have many students who don't live in the area who attend via telephone through a dedicated teleconference number. And that means that if you don't live in the area but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. You just call the church. We will give you the number for the Sunday school, and our teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings, lives saved, through the study and practice of Christian Science. That's Wednesday evening at 8:15. And at all of our services and meetings, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do attend, you can bring the whole family. Let's see. We are going to have another Bible study session this coming Saturday, April 27, at 10 a.m. And I understand that there will be study questions on the website soon. So check the website for study questions, and please join us this coming Saturday, April 27, 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. You'll be very glad you did. We have 17 different websites in 17 languages, and that is our outreach to the world. We have some of the finest Christian Science literature on each of our websites, and as a result, people around the world can find the finest of Christian Science, oftentimes in their own language. And everything that we offer on all of our websites is free of charge. You can read, listen, download free of charge. And we are so grateful for those of you who have found Christian Science and our church through our websites. And there's one article that's featured on our English language website that I'd like to point out. Really, really fine excerpt from an article by Elma S. Whitmore entitled, "All That I Have Is Thine." And this is God's promise to us, so be sure to read it. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from the chapter entitled Fruitage in the Christian Science textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Sylvia from Australia.
Valvular Heart Disease Healed, page 608. 14 years ago, my heart awoke to gratitude to God and the dear leader at the same time. after a patient and persistent effort of 3 months' duration to procure a copy of Science and Health, during which time I had visited every bookstore and many of the second-hand bookstores in the city of St. Paul, and had failed to find it, I at last remembered that the stranger who told me I might be healed had mentioned a name, and McVicker's Theatre Building in Chicago, as being in some way connected with the work. I sent there for information regarding a book called Health and Science, and the return mail brought me the book Science and Health, and in it I at once found sure promise of deliverance from valvular heart disease, with all the accompaniments such as extreme nervousness, weakness, dyspepsia, and insomnia. I had suffered from these all my life, finding no permanent relief, even in material remedies, and had no hope of cure at any time. Only those who have been healed in such bondage, and have been liberated by the same means, can know the eager joy of the first perusal of that wonderful book. Half a day's reading convinced me that I had found the way to holiness and health. I read on, thinking only of the spiritual enlightenment, content to wait until I should be led to some person who would heal me. But all things had passed away, and all things had become new. I was completely healed before I had met a scientist or one who knew anything about Christian Science, and before I had read a line of any other Christian Science literature, except one leaf of a tract. So it is absolutely certain that the healing was entirely impersonal, as was also the teaching, which enabled me to begin at once demonstrating the power of truth to destroy all forms of error. E.J.W. North Yakima, Washington.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. We shall now read scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook. These comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import, an application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 6 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Doctrine of Atonement. The golden text is from Luke. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. The responsive reading is from Romans and Acts. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come,
nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
For in him we live and move and have our being.
Lenny from Georgia will now read.
The Bible, Genesis. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Psalm. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. John. And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. Jesus saith, Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Existence separate from divinity, science explains as impossible. As a drop of water is one with the ocean, a ray of light one with the sun, even so, God and man, Father and Son, are one in being. The scripture reads, For in him we live and move and have our being. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Question, what is man? Answer, Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. Man is spiritual and perfect. And because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas, the generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness, the conscious identity of being as found in science, in which man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God, that which has not a single quality underived from deity, that which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. The belief that man has existence or mind separate from God is a dying error. This error Jesus met with divine science and proved its nothingness. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's oneness with the Father, and for this we owe him endless homage. His mission was both individual and collective. He did life's work aright, not only in justice to himself, but in mercy to mortals, to show them how to do theirs, but not to do it for them, nor to relieve them of a single responsibility. Jesus acted boldly against the accredited evidence of the senses, against Pharisaical creeds and practices, and he refuted all opponents with his healing power. Jesus urged the commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," which may be rendered, "Thou shalt have no belief of life as mortal. Thou shalt not know evil, for there is one life, even God, good." He rendered unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. He at last paid no homage to forms of doctrine or to theories of man, but acted and spake as he was moved, not by spirits, but by spirit. He taught his followers that his religion had a divine principle, which would cast out error and heal both the sick and the sinning. He claimed no intelligence, action, nor life separate from God. The advent of Jesus of Nazareth marked the first century of the Christian era. But the Christ is without beginning of years or end of days. Throughout all generations, both before and after the Christian era, the Christ, as the spiritual idea, the reflection of God, has come with some measure of power and grace to all prepared to receive Christ's truth. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and the prophets caught glorious glimpses of the Messiah, or Christ, which baptized these seers in the divine nature, the essence of love. The divine image, idea, or Christ was, is, and ever will be inseparable from the divine principle, God. Jesus referred to this unity of his spiritual identity thus: "Before Abraham was, I am. I and my Father are one. My Father is greater than I." The one Spirit includes all identities. By these sayings, Jesus meant not that the human Jesus was or is eternal, but that the divine idea or Christ was and is so, and therefore antedated Abraham. Not that the corporeal Jesus was one with the Father, but that the spiritual idea, Christ, dwells forever in the bosom of the Father, God, from which it illumines heaven and earth. Not that the Father is greater than Spirit, which is God, but greater, infinitely greater, than the fleshly Jesus, whose earthly career was brief. God, the divine principle of man, and man in God's likeness are inseparable, harmonious, and eternal. The science of being furnishes the rule of perfection and brings immortality to light. God and man are not the same, but in the order of divine science, God and man coexist and are eternal. God is the parent mind, and man is God's spiritual offspring. For true happiness, man must harmonize with his principle, divine love. The Son must be in accord with the Father, in conformity with Christ. According to divine science, man is in a degree as perfect as the mind that forms him. God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect, the divine idea or reflection, man, remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science. And science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. The one ego, the one mind or spirit called God, is infinite individuality, which supplies all form and comeliness, and which reflects reality and divinity in individual spiritual man and things. God could never impart an element of evil, and man possesses nothing which he has not derived from God. The Revelator tells us of a new heaven and a new earth. Have you ever pictured this heaven and earth, inhabited by beings under the control of supreme wisdom? Let us rid ourselves of the belief that man is separated from God and obey only the divine principle, life and love. Here is the great point of departure for all true spiritual growth. Now let us have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 234. O Master, let me walk with Thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me Thy secret. Help me to bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Hymn number 234.
Oh, man.
Let's now sing hymn number 263. Only God can bring us gladness. Only God can give us peace. Joys are vain that end in sadness. Joy divine shall never cease. Mid the shade of want and sorrow, undisturbed, our hearts rejoice. Patient, wait the brighter morrow. Faithful, heed the Father's voice. Hymn number 263.
Thank you. from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 Timothy. God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Amen.